60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a research company analyzed Google Trends data from the last year to figure out which pies people are buying or baking the most for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right.
And this is probably going to shock you.
Yes.
But in 42 out of 50 states, the most searched was pumpkin pie. All I do
is win, win, win. That's what pumpkin pies do it?
Yep. Pumpkin pie is the winner.
You guys, there is no canned pumpkin left at the grocery stores.
What?
I've looked everywhere.
No way.
Yes.
Why?
Everyone's making pumpkin pie and they bought it before I did.
We're freaking out about toilet paper. We need to freak out about pumpkin shortage.
Serious.
Well, pecan pie won 5 states, all in the South.
I like how you questioned how you said that. Is that,
I know.
Is pecan,
we
pecan?
Talked about it on
I know.
The show.
I know.
I'm just trying
now.
To make people happy I know. And say it the way that they want to say.
I am raised to say pecan.
Pecan.
As hard as I can with the A, pecan.
Apple pie won 3 other states, all in the Northeast.
Interesting.
But the interesting stat from this survey is that there were 2 other pies that saw a lot of searches all over the U.S., but not enough to win any individual states.
Okay.
Please tell me it's my underdog, my favorite, blackberry pie.
Blackberry? No.
It's an underdog.
So many seeds?
Most people don't like it, but it's a hidden gem. If you love it, you love it.
I'm going cheesecake. Show me cheesecake.
Well,
these
could be the up-and-comers for future Thanksgiving. The 2 pies were sweet potato pie.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, I never had it.
Oh, my God, it's
like
so good.
And then a lot of searches this year for cream pie.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's a lot of people searching cream pies around the holidays.
Or coconut or
chocolate.
Just...
Probably any of them.
I don't know. Just cream is all it says.
God.
So, Jose, put all your money on Thanksgiving cream pies for the future. Invest now because they're going to be big.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. It's been so long, I don't remember a cream pie.
Yeah. Text into 78592 if you're going to be having a nice cream pie over the holidays. And now it's time for your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked.
I hope nobody got
What's
that.
Wrong?
Nothing's
wrong.
We're drawing a name out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Brooke Pilgrizzle Fox.
Pilgrizzle?
Pilgrim.
Oh, like I'm a Pilgrizzle.
That's how she would say it. See, she got excited.
Sorry, but that makes so much more sense.
That's the traditional pilgrim saying for it.
Pilgrizzle.
All right.
The hizzizzle.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, read us the shock collar question of the day.
In 1705, the entire town of Colchester, Connecticut decided to postpone their Thanksgiving for a whole week.
Okay.
While the rest of the colonies were celebrating and chowing down, the community held off because it was waiting for something to arrive so they could properly celebrate. And keep in mind, this is something that millions of families down in America still enjoy to this day when celebrating the holiday. I need you to tell me, what was Colchester, Connecticut waiting for to celebrate Thanksgiving in 1705?
Oh. Waiting a week for it.
1705, waited a whole week.
So my first thought is alcohol. Like, it didn't have enough time to ferment. And so they had to wait a week to make sure that the apple cider was fermented.
Of course,
fermented.
Your first thought is not enough alcohol, Brooke.
I mean,
enough
booze. We can't have Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm saying.
It still applies today.
You got a better idea
that's
than
a good
that?
One.
No, I'm just trying to think of what would they have in 1705 at Thanksgiving that we would still have and is still popular today?
What if they were waiting on the Purell to be delivered so they could sanitize it?
Yeah, I'm sure they were worried about that. My other thought, what if it was something to do with, like, an ingredient that goes into everything, like butter? Like, the butter wasn't churning correctly. I don't know. They didn't have milk from the cows.
Yeah, it's not butter because that's made quickly. But what if it was, like, you know, salt or pepper or some kind of like important ingredient they had
gravy?
To harvest.
Did they have gravy then? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Jake's laughing at me.
Yeah,
you
no.
just make it using the leftover parts of the turkey.
You just, it's literally just turkey juice and some flour.
Yeah.
Or what if it was, like I just said the word harvest, now I'm thinking like corn. What if it was like, oh no, because that's in the middle of harvest.
Yeah, and everybody else was eaten, right? Except for us.
All these, like you're all saying food stuff, and it seems like most of the foods you would have yourself. Like you could have the cow and make the butter. Like, could it be
like a
something...
weather incident you're thinking? Like, there was a blizzard and...
Oh.
Could it be something with the decorations that they were waiting for? They were waiting for the baskets.
For
the cornucopia. And they had to get them shipped in. Amazon was not delivering in 2 days.
Okay, Jeff, you had me for a while, and now I've gone away from it.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
Back in 1705, Colchester, Connecticut was missing one thing that they deemed essential for Thanksgiving, and the entire town was unwilling to celebrate without it. They had a town meeting and decided to delay the holiday until this thing could arrive in town, and it took a whole week for that to happen. To this day, millions of families in America still enjoy it around this time of year. What was Colchester waiting on?
What food would need to be imported into Connecticut that's a traditional holiday
potatoes?
Food?
So,
okay, the one thing that was a super treat, and my mom still, I mean, Santa still puts it at the end of my stocking, is an orange. Oranges were like, back in the day, oranges were like a delicacy. And
this is from a country called Florida.
Yeah. But do millions of people eat oranges on Thanksgiving now?
No. What about a dessert, though? Like a pumpkin or pie? I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have the sugar. We weren't growing sugar cane in the Northeast. Like, maybe they had to wait for the sugar. But why would all the other villages get the sugar and not us?
I
keep talking about it like we're from. Yeah. We're living there right now.
I think it's a food then.
I still like your alcohol one.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it was. Brooke,
I'm going back.
Better.
I'm going back to booze. I'm saying that the booze wasn't there. It wasn't ready.
After a bad streak of weather in October, the rivers around the city of Colchester, Connecticut, were frozen, and they couldn't get supplies shipped into town. When the town discovered they were completely out of one particular ingredient, they decided to call a town meeting and unanimously agree to postpone the holiday until they could resupply and properly celebrate Turkey Day. They waited a week before they finally got a shipment of molasses, which was a key ingredient back then, so the townsfolk could properly make pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie! I was going to say... Molasses.
I know. I'm
potatoes.
Like, when am I going to say molasses is the answer?
You're really close with sugar, though.
Yeah. I said salt and pepper. Sugar sounded way better.
All right. Well, we didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear the song American Pie by Don McLean.
Makes sense.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Yeah.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
It's your traditional Thanksgiving American Pie song. The shock collar question of the day is over, and we got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.